Caterina Maria Romola de' Medici was born at around 11 o'clock on the morning of Wednesday, the 13th of April, 1519. Her father, Lorenzo II de' Medici, Duke of Urbino, scion of the ruling house of Florence, had married her mother, Madeleine de la Tour d'Auvergne, the previous year. This royal-blooded French countess and great heiress made a brilliant catch for the Medici, who were considered by many in France to be merely nouveau riche merchants. Since their magnificent wedding, hosted by the bride's kinsman, King Francis I of France, and the couple's glorious return to Florence, there had been little cause for celebration. Madeleine's pregnancy, which had been announced in June, progressed well, but the young Duke, whose health had been poor for some time, had fallen ill in the autumn of 1518. Intermittent high fevers and fears over his condition led to him leaving Florence, where the newlyweds had been living in princely state. The Duke, probably suffering from syphilis and possibly tuberculosis, moved to the cleaner air of the surrounding countryside to await the birth of his child. By the time he returned to the city for his wife's confinement, he was dying. Immediately after her birth, attendants carried the baby to her bedridden father for inspection. The news that her mother had by now also become very ill was kept from the Duke for fear of hastening his decline. The fact that she had borne him a daughter cannot have cheered him much, since there would clearly be no further issue from this illustrious couple. In an attempt to brighten the gloomy reality of the baby's sex, a contemporary chronicler applied a sycophantic gloss to the ducal disappointment. He declared that the couple have both been as pleased as if it had been a boy. Due to the illness of both parents, the child's hurriedly organised baptism took place on Saturday, the 16th of April, at the family church of San Lorenzo. With four senior clerics and two noble relations in attendance, the baby received the names Caterina, a Medici family name, Maria, since it was the day of the Holy Virgin, and Romola, after the founder of Fiesole, although I shall henceforth refer to her throughout as Catherine. On the 28th of April, the Duchess breathed her last, followed by the Duke only 6 days later on the 4th of May. The entombment of the couple in the splendid family vault at the church where their baby had so recently been baptised provided a dismal conclusion to their brief marriage. On the day the Duke died, his friend, the poet Ariosto, had arrived to condole with him over the death of the Duchess. When he discovered that only an orphan child remained of the marriage that had promised a revival of the Medici fortunes, he wrote a short ode, Verdeggia un solo ramo, dedicating it to the last hope of this preeminent merchant dynasty. A single branch buds and lo, I am distraught with hope and fear, whether winter will let it blow or blight it on the growing beer. Catherine owed her existence to the obsessive Italian territorial ambitions of Francis I of France. Between the fall of the Western Roman Empire and its late 19th century unification, Italy was a patchwork of principalities, duchies, and city-states. Most of these showed a precocious vigour in the arts, technology, and trade, making them tempting acquisitions for outsiders. Unlike Florence, they were usually ruled by families descended from famous warriors, known as condottieri. Names like the Sforza of Milan and the Gonzaga of Mantua evoke the mercenary soldiers who carved their fortunes from battle. While a small number of states, such as Venice, Genoa, and Florence, were, for a time at least, independent, by the mid-16th century, the majority were ruled either directly or indirectly by Spain. From 1490 until 1559, when Spanish supremacy was established, Italy became the bloody arena where the two continental superpowers played out their bitter struggle to dominate Europe.